The Ordinary Man. I think God likes to surprise us, his troublesome human race, choosing the ordinary man, not the one setting life's pace. Joseph became a ruler, seventh son, in a family of over 10. Brothers thought him a dreamer and sold him off to foreign men. Now David was only a shepherd boy when he slew the giant with a stone. He played his harp, honored God, was later placed on Israel's throne. God called men from pastures and fields to preach and orate, while he left learned scholars in their groups to debate. The disciples were called. Some left nets by the Galilean Sea. They taught, preached, and healed. They helped change history. Billy Graham was judged a farm boy, a country preacher at best. But God smiled. He would use him. Man was failing life's test. Isn't it wonderful and awesome in God's great plan? He chooses to stoop down and use the ordinary man.